Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and particularly to my own mother, who I'm blessed to have with me here today. This I believe. I believe in the power of art to transcend boundaries that words cannot provide. I believe that living the life of an artist and teaching art students, one needs to learn from those who have gone before us. This has brought me to think about my own role model, Sister Marie de Sales Denine, and one of her role models while she attended Boston University over 50 years ago. Sister encouraged me to attend BU for my doctorate in education, her beloved alma mater. Sister Marie always knew she wanted to be a nun. She was a devoted sister, teacher to the youngsters at Regis, as she called them, and a rabid Boston sports fan. Sister first attended Harvard University on a full scholarship. She studied the classics, which, as she put it, was like crucifying myself. So she transferred to Boston University, and for the next 10 years, she received her PhD in art history, and then another bachelor's and master's from the College of Fine Arts. Sister never exhibited her work, but only wanted to be the best teacher for her students. Her own artwork was phenomenal and included joyous themes of complex compositions of parades, holidays, and other festive multi-group outings. Philip Guston is one of the most well-known abstract expressionist artists, whose oversized canvases of Klansmen, fat men in cigars, and other aggressive imagery was painted in violent and expressive tones of black, gray, and red. His work deals head-on with social and political issues, and he has been exhibited internationally for decades. I couldn't imagine two more different people or artists. Philip was one of Sister Marie's professors here at Boston University. Sister once told me, "My first introduction to Philip was when I was sitting in class, in layperson's clothing, as this was after Vatican II, and he looked at me and said, 'And I see we have Marie Denine here from Weston. Are you one of the ladies here because your husband says you're a good painter?' 'Not quite,' Sister Marie recounted. 'I'm a teacher at Regis College, and I'm here like everybody else in that I want to learn about art.'" She recalled another conversation. "I was early for class one day, and my work was on the board ready for a critique. It was a jumble of gesture drawings of Archbishop Cushing with kids making their confirmation. Philip asked, 'Is this yours, Marie? I think I see a cardinal. He's holding his hand out to the great unwashed.' 'Yes,' she said, 'he has a special way of doing it.' And she flung her hand out, and he said humorously, 'That's it, Marie, we're the great unwashed.' They had a good laugh together, and he became one of the best critiquers of her work. 'I grew to like him very much,' she said. When she learned of her acceptance to the MFA program at the College of Fine Arts, another professor told her, 'Marie, you'd be interested to know that the one who really went to bat for you the most to get into the MFA program was Philip.' I believe Sister Marie found her place here at BU, as did I, just like she said I would. I believe that when you follow those who have come before you, you always end up in the right place."